All right.
Thank you.
You've made it through the open mic portion of the show, so we're ready to get things going for real. It's time to start the friendly town portion. So I believe the way it goes is by the power invested in me, I hereby call this order of the Friendly Town City Council to order.
Hear, hear.
Say it with me. Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town, Friendly Town. Thank you, thank you. Anyway, welcome to Friendly Town, Knoxville's world building. Variety comedy show. Bunch of shenanigans, as some have said. But they're wrong. We got real things going on. We're making big things happen. We got schemes. We're going to make it big. We're going to get that money. And this week, the way we're going to do that is with the insurance, y'all. That policy we took out. Friendly Town needs the insurance money this week, you guys. So this week, what you're going to see is a bunch of people. They got the scheme to redeem, all right? They are going to make something happen, and they're going to let you in on it because you've been so lucky. We're going to bring these industries down with our criminal genius. So again, because I'm hosting, I will begin this portion of the show, I suppose, and then we'll get to some of our other comics. Whose names are still on the bar, but I know at least four of them, so I can just throw them up in random order. I don't care what the rest of them are.
Do it.
I'll do that. But no, so I'll say the only thing criminal about my scheme are these prices here at Scheme and Joe's Used Furniture Store. We're going out of business. We're going out of business, and we are slashing prices left and right. Can you feel it? Did you hear me? Did ya? Hear me, Crazy Joe? They're gonna lock me up in the insane asylum for how bad these prices are. They're practically nothing. I'm practically giving the stuff away. Crazy Scheming Joe's wife left him and took the kids. Crazy Scheming Joe's filing for bankruptcy post-divorce so he doesn't have to pay the alimony. Crazy Scheming Joe has got the deals for you. And just today, if you sign up for Crazy Scheming Joe's used furniture subscription service going out of business sale, then you will be entitled to at least one quarter of the insurance proceedings from when I set the clothing store on fire after I sold most of the furniture, if you are picked in a drawing. So the way it's going to work, all right, is Crazy Joe's cheating bitch ex-wife thinks she's going to get all of his furniture on fire. Crazy Joe didn't put himself through community college so that some dumb lying slut whore who doesn't like Crazy Joe could take his stuff. So here's what Crazy Joe's gonna do, all right? Crazy Joe's gonna pick a name out of a hat. Then Crazy Joe's gonna fill the whole furniture store with gasoline. It's gonna be the world's biggest garbage fire. Or couch fire, mattress fire. What happened? What do we burn?
Everything.
Whenever the football coach leaves, what happens? Anyway, Crazy Joe is then gonna set that place up in a blaze, and one lucky recipient will get one quarter of the money, while another lucky recipient, being me, gets the other three quarters. But here's the thing. If you make it out today and buy at least one half of my inventory so that I can say it was liquidated and I don't owe it to my ex-wife, then Crazy Joe will up the ante, all right? Because here's what's going to happen. Crazy Joe is going to stay inside the furniture store when it's on fire, and then you can have the life insurance policy as well. So come on down to Crazy Joe's Furniture Use Emporium, or Hopes and Dreams Once Went to Die, and well, they'll soon be up in flames. Crazy Joe, these prices are criminal! Feels like to be Alex Jones now. Talking like that.
Ew.
He's so mad at the government because his chest just hurts.
And
he doesn't know why. He thinks it's because of a tyranny, but really it's just because he needs to breathe.
Alright. I got the list, you guys. Okay. So, your
your next criminal mastermind, maybe, remains to be seen. Got something planned for you. You ready to hear it? You ready to get in on this good shit?
Yeah.
All right. Go give it up for John Hurst, everybody. Man, that 4-star review I left on Facebook is going to look really awkward in a couple weeks for the scheme zone. Guys, I am not going to go to such extremes for you, for me, rather, because I want to live. I like living. But I do want to help you guys get on the forefront of the sale that I'm about to do. You see, as the sole owner of the only local Friendly Town Insurance Agency, the actual one, we are accredited by Friendly Town Board of Chambers for, we chamber the most. We are absolute chamberist, top two in the state. But we have come across a whole new league that we need to insure on. We need to warn the people about, because they don't realize that this new oncoming fad is quickly drawn into their lives, and they don't know the power that's going to be, and we're going to show them exactly what they're in for. Carson Barnes, he told us a little bit about it. Fidget spinners, everyone. Let me tell you about fidget spinners. Do you know how many children die because of fidget spinners every year? We don't know, because they're brand freaking new. We have no idea. They could be going out back under the bridge doing their fidget spinner fights. What do you do with fidget spinners? You can't even say the word. It's barely even capable of being said. And they're just out there doing the same motions that you see at rave concerts, just with fidget spinners and not enough lights. These definitely need to have more lights. If they don't have them already, there's probably someone working on them. The thing about it, though, is that the parents, they're not concerned yet, but oh, they will be. We are going to go, we're coinciding with the Channel 11 News. We're going to bring up that announcer with the big booming voice telling us, tonight at 11, your children are playing with fidget spinners. Are they having fun? Are they having to die? Or something that doesn't even make sense, but the parents are now concerned. And we're going to be on there. I'm going to be up there going like, well, yes, it brings aside they're basically just gigantic pog slammers, except they spin, and that's how dangerous they are. And just talking to them, and like, we're just gonna make the afternoon, the wife watching the soap opera TV market concern, and they're gonna come to us saying like, how can we make sure to protect ourselves from these ball-bearing spinning devices that our children are playing with? It's like, we can't introduce them to slap bracelets anymore. They're not cool. These things are. So we're going to introduce small policy at first. And then we're going to introduce, we're going to work with our local game store that's selling all of them. We're going to say, like, may have a replacement insurance plan as well for the kids. We're going to do we're going to do a combination, like maybe sell them the pool pass that they always said that we'd get at the high school. We're going to sell that. We're going to sell the parents on the big one, though, to make sure that like anything that have to do with a fidget spinner injury, we're like, they're not going to do anything dangerous with that. It's like, that's a whole gig. That's a whole thing there. So basically, like, we're just trying to hop on marketing fad of today and probably tomorrow, but definitely not very long tomorrow, probably about after 3 p.m. or so. And we're going to try to roll with it as much as we can. So definitely America fidget spinners will definitely get a higher premium than your standard red, white, or blue ones. Anything beyond that, we'll go from there. So remember, fidget spinners are a danger to the community and especially to my pocketbook. So please, go for it. It up again for John Hurst, everybody. Woo! One of the producers of the show, part of the coalition, true freedom fighter, here to serve you. Apparently, has a thing for, I think he's into fidgets. I can't tell.
I have no idea.
Have you
that was
not
an impressive
them?
Rant about
They're
fidget
awesome.
Spinners.
They are awesome. You will pick one up. You'll never put it down.
That one hooked already.
I hooked up bubble wrap one time. Never again.
Hey, sign her up for an insurance policy, buddy. I'll tell you what.
I'll sell myself one later.
All right. Yeah, don't forget, if you still want to try to do Friendly Town, if something has crept in your brain, you want to give it a shot before the end of the thing, I'll take the list down with me during this next set. You can bug me. Carson's car, all right, we don't even have to negotiate this. Now it's been announced. He'll do it. All right. Well, now we know who's closing the show. No, our next, this is definitely, if Carson hadn't signed up, this is definitely like the producer's appreciation night at Friendly Town, because the next, the next person up on the list is the third of the four producers of Friendly Town, me and John being the first two. And this next one, he's your bartending mayor and a real gentleman, a real servant to society. Y'all give it up for Todd Lewis, everybody.
He's an RC Cola man.
You're goddamn right.
That's right.
I don't think I need to tell any of you how bad that it's gotten. Well, maybe I do. Our yachts aren't the biggest yachts in the harbor anymore. Our handbags are so last season. We're only cheating on our spouses with the third and fifth most attractive tennis instructors at the country club. We can only afford platinum premium ultra plus service, and we deserve deluxe platinum premium ultra plus service. We can only afford to build a college stadium at a medium tier NCAA school, so our nephew can walk on. And he should be holding a clipboard at Alabama or Michigan or Notre Dame, somewhere with a rich football history, not Purdue. Our bets are all made with tangible things like money and the supercars we're racing in. We need to be gambling things that can't be bought or sold. My point is, we've grown accustomed to a certain kind of lifestyle here in Friendly Town. And if we want to continue that lifestyle, we need to come up with some capital, some cheddar, some lettuce. I skipped dinner. I'm really hungry. And sure, there's some quick and easy insurance schemes we could throw together. There's the Friendly Town Handball Arena that's insured for $38 million. And while handball never took off as a sport, like our projectors speculated, and we never read the rule book, we could, you know, see that there's an accident once. Or we could give all the suicidal drunks in town pilot licenses and wait for it all to sort itself out.
Oh, gosh!
We could get a huge policy on a fictional neighboring town that doesn't really exist and build a fictional dam and destroy it and get all that flood money, that sweet, sweet flood money. We could get an outrageous fire insurance policy and then staff the municipal fire brigade with arsonists. But these are all short-term insurance scams, and I have a long-term insurance scam. We require every man, woman, child, horse, and some nice dogs that live in our town that they must have insurance against mythical creatures. It's like the thing that they do in Iceland, where you have to get a building inspector that's a certified, a gnome spotter or an elf spotter that have to sign off. They have to go to a special school and fuck it. It's the same idea. So we push legislation that any company that deals business in our town has to have mythical beast insurance. And if anyone is found not to have it, we subject them to heavy fines and penalties. And if someone goes to collect on their policy, I just have to remind you guys this. There's no such thing as a mythical beast. If it's real, it's not mythical. It's defined in the dictionary as something coming from the imagination. So we're safe, and then we just sit back and we create jobs, we create opportunities, we create businesses, and just get that sweet, sweet do-re-mi.
Make Friendly Town great again.
Make Friendly Town great again. Or great in the first place. Just make Friendly Town. Thank you.
Told me you're gonna
Y'all give it up one more time for Todd Lewis, everybody.
Yay, Todd.
Making Friendly Town drunk again from behind the bar. That's his job. He's doing a great job. Oh. I just got a refill on my beer. Look at me getting drunk right in front of everybody. You can thank Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Woo-woo. All right. We got two more performers tonight, the next of which is kind of Kingpin Big Daddy here at Friendly Town.
Oh, snap. Oh,
Big Pimpin. He's like the P. Diddy at Friendly Town. We can call him T. Diddy. Oh, yes, we can call him T. Diddy. Y'all give it up for T. Diddy.
T. Diddy!
Now, St. Thomas. Now, St. Thomas, while we're on tonight's subject, calling me T. Diddy is a great way to ensure you'll never host the show again.
Oh, blackball.
Also, John Hurst making an amazing Facebook event that's really funny and gets an unprecedented number of laugh reactions on Facebook is also a great way to ensure that barely anybody shows up.
Aww, no.
But this is like a law of opposites. This is like this reciprocal law of like Facebook events, like people who say yes versus people who actually come. But now that I'm actually up here and looking out at the crowd, I see there's a good little cluster of people here. So I think you all can keep a secret. You all look like you can keep a secret. So I've got an idea for you guys. I've got an idea. First of all, did you know you can insure body parts?
Yes.
You know you can insure body parts. You can even insure tattoos. Huh. They can't prove that shit's temporary. Like they can't prove that you just got like, you know, one of those like hearts with like the arrow through it that says mom like on your arm. You know, I'm going to take a $30,000 policy out on this tattoo. And they'll be like, oh, okay, here you go. Here's your $30,000 policy. And then the shit fades away. And you're like, oh, no, what happened? And the problem with a $30,000 policy is you have to pay like $5,000 in the first place to even get the policy. So that's your first. So that's the first problem. I found this. I don't know how I remember this, but there was a woman in Brazil. She's known as the Watermelon Woman because she has like the world's biggest ass. Like she's been featured in every Brazilian like children's program as the like woman with the world's biggest ass. She has like a 1 million pesos, whatever the currency is in Brazil, policy on her ass. Who says we can't all just do that tomorrow? Like, who says that we can't all just, like, say, hey, you know, I'm going to take out a policy on my ass and then, like, sit on a tack or something like that. Boom, payday. There you go. Also, I can take out an insurance policy on my beard. It'll be, like, a $25 insurance policy. Not a very nice beard, but, you know, one schick later, boom, pay up, bitch, insurance. But in this case, I use bitch as a very, like, non-gendered binary term to describe the insurance company. Any insurance company that would insure a beard deserves to be called horrible things. So I think that what we should do is each, let's see, how many of us are in here right now? For the purposes of the podcast recording, there are about the usual 100. Yeah, I'm gonna, don't worry, you don't have to do that, Ruth. I called you Ruth. Beth.
There's like a new stage name.
I'm just gonna edit in like crowd audio, like crowd cheering sounds. This is like the podcast group. Friendly Town Radio on iTunes. Leave us a review, please. That'll ensure that we one day get some listeners. So what I think we should do, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All right, 13 people, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 bones in the human body. Perfect. So 13 people, 13 bones in the human body. You know, don't get me wrong. I went to Friendly Town Public Schools, and I know what goes on inside this flesh To quote Mayor Ashton Binkley, who has since left us for Ohio, I know what goes on inside this flesh prison. I know what goes on inside this this prison of flesh. So what I think, each one of us goes to the Friendlytown insurance offices tomorrow morning, and we each take out a policy on one unique bone in our body. And then we agree that we are just going to break that a different bone in our body. So our insured bone... makes, because we all collectively broke a bone that wasn't our insured bone, that guarantees that our policy rates will go down. Because the insurers would know that we're serious about not fucking around with the bone that we insured. It's like taking out a really big homeowner's insurance policy and a car insurance policy with the same like, basically, okay, let me start again. It's like taking out, like, you know, a $5,000 homeowner's insurance policy and then a $50,000 car insurance policy with the same company and then fucking up your house. But then, like, driving up in your nice, shiny, like, perfectly good condition car to the same insurers and be like, you know what? I take my investment seriously. It'll be like that, except played out kind of like this game of the operation or the leg bones connected to the wrist bone, that game, but insurance. So in this case, the insurance policy is connected to our denial, and there and it just goes from there. So I think that I think that we could stand to. Also, everyone's cool with moving to Guatemala, right? Like everyone's cool with moving to Guatemala. I already tried this shit and moved to Mexico once. They, you know, they got a really good relationship now, you know, with NAFTA and whatever. So they sent me back here quick. But I think if we go to Guatemala or maybe El Salvador, Belize. Forget it. Belize, they'll catch us. But if we go to Guatemala or El Salvador, I think we can avoid extradition. So we can potentially, then after our bones heal, we'll break the bones that are insured, thereby losing more less money on the input and gaining more money on the output. And we all move to a commune in Guatemala, and nothing bad will ever happen to us again. And I've thought this through for approximately 35 seconds. And the more that I think about it, the more I'm convinced that the private insurers are probably not going to cover, you know, the arm bone. That's a bone, right? Like, I just want to insure my arm bone. It's like, sir, do you mean your tibia? That's in my leg. Boom. I went to 1 year of Friendlytown Medical College, and let me tell you, private insurers are ruining this country. Anyway, thanks a lot. I'm Tyler. I'll give it up for Tyler Armbone Sonicson, everybody. He's got a few bones. Apparently, more of them are getting broken than maybe need to. Well, we're all getting rich. 1 whole year at Friendlytown Medical College. Learn one bone.
That's higher than average.
I want to see that. According to John, he was a star student. All right, y'all ready for your last criminal mastermind up here? Maybe. Y'all don't sound ready. All right, have we all resigned to the insurance? I think we've all resigned to the insurance scheme. Maybe one of us has put a dent in Crazy Joe's inventory. No, we got one more comic. One more, comic's not the right word. We're in an imaginary world right now. One more person before y'all are free to do as you will. I'm just kidding. It's not conscripted. You can leave at any time. But don't, because this is the last guy. He'd be really sad. You've already been here this whole time. Just hang around. Hang around. All right. He's maybe already forgotten his set. Go get up for Carson Barnes, everybody.
I'll let you guys in on a little secret. We're all here to file insurance claims. All doing skeevy stuff. The scheme is that I have made my own insurance company. You know what I insure? Immortality. See, what you do is you come over to my place, let's call it, I don't know, Sunday, and we'll sit around and we'll talk. And we'll talk about your feelings and what you want to do. You gotta give me like 10% of what you make, though. I'm John. That's my scheme. I ensure everlasting life, if you believe in some of the shit that I had to say. You guys get where I'm going with this? Okay, come on. So what you do is you just come over to my house, and we hang out on Sundays. And, you know, you can bring your kids. Some of the guys like them. So I ensure happiness. That's what you get if you give me the 15% of what you make. Yeah. That's my first scheme. Second scheme. Say you can't run from your problems. You fucking can. You really can. When you run from your problems, you find solutions. The solution is you just walk and you just stop looking around. You stop looking both ways when you cross the street. You're gonna get hit. It's gonna hurt. Fairly Town didn't raise no pussies though. Maybe they did. I should really prepare for this. That's all I got. Thanks guys. Carson and I really should have prepared for this. Barnes, everybody. That was great. But really, Carson, what about tonight has given you the impression that any of us, short of Todd, who did in fact read very eloquently from a notebook, prepared for this? I'll give you a hint. I saw Todd's notebook. It's just doodles. There's no words in it. It's just drawings of cats and dogs and Mickey Mouse and shit. They calm him down. Anytime he gets loose, his train of thought, he looks down. Yeah. All right, where was I? No, y'all have been great. This has actually been a pretty good night, despite Tyler dogging our performance numbers. Goes out of town, comes back, starts cracking the whip. Don't even let us get the show over before he lets us know it's going bad. No, this has been great. If you enjoyed yourself tonight, remember, we are, in fact, here every Monday from about 7:30 to about 9 p.m. or so. Get here closer to 7 if you're trying to sign for open mic, yada, yada, you know. You can listen to this show and every show we do that we record correctly on iTunes, the Friendly Town radio show. And also, if you dig around, host it in other places. But by all means, listen to it on iTunes if you can. Certainly review it if you can. It can be honest. If you want to say something bad, just make it funny still, and it'll probably still work. It'll probably still serve the same purpose. But hopefully you'll enjoy yourself. If you feel like coming out anytime, our door is always open. We love having new comics and providing an atmosphere where people can try new things. It's been great. So y'all have a great night. Get home safe. And hang around for a beer if you can, because Todd could really use the insurance money.
Breathe, he goes, like your love standing in the corner.